if you are shouting for me, that might be too much. But if you are shouting for your Father, your Maker, your Lord, can you do it better? Do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Ooh. Do it better. Do it better. Somebody tonight. Do it better for Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you. You see, people of God, when I look at the hand of God over our life, the kind of things the Lord is doing in this meeting, I know it is not prayers. I know it is not fasting. I know it is not anything other than the mercy of the Lord. Mercy. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olugbeja. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olugbeja. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olugbeja. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Just give God praise. Give God glory. Malaka braso kotom barata maledase. Elelemene no no zimeneta. Ielemeno kamata. Oh Jesus. Hey. Ah, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Ah. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who am I that thou art mindful of me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you, Lord. Oh. 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 Just bless in the Holy Ghost. 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 Blast in the Holy Ghost. Ooh. Ay, 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 ay. Ooh. Ooh. If you are seated, please rise up on your feet at this Kairos moment of destiny. If you are seated all over this house, inside, outside, overflows, please rise up on your feet at this time. My God, I don't have a song. Oh, my God. Woo. Ratengo daga yaga daga daga daga. Of the Lord have invaded this house now. Oh, I see God's fire here. I see God's fire here. Ah! Oh, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity to be here again tonight in this Wyoming. Thank you for anointing me. Thank you for sending me. I'm not the most qualified, neither am I the most anointed, but your mercy qualifies me. Year one, year two, year three, year four, year five. Thank you. I'm not the best, but you chose me. I'm not the best preacher. I'm not the most anointed, but you qualified me. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you. Please. Glorify Jesus in this place tonight. You the sick delivered your presence our out of fire. And I vow not to take the glory in the name of Jesus. Ah! Ratadadadabadaba! My God! Are you ready? Ah! Ya 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 bara bada bada ba. Listen. I hear a word, a flame on each head. A flame on each head. That you came here tonight, you carry your portion. But for the sake of this session, 420 are about to be activated. 420. Lift up your two hands. Ah. Holy Ghost, at the count of seven, activate these ones. I don't know why I'm seeing many prophets in this area. I don't know why. I see many people carrying prophetic unction in this side. You will hear your name now. At the count of seven. Now, oh my God. There is a deposit of God in this place. Serious deposit of God in this place. Faradede Susa. Gedwan de Liga. Sheberigade. Katabara de Boa. Egedegedegede. Everyone here that needs to carry this fire is a prophetic fire. Oh my God. Ushers, move now. At the count of seven, you shall fire. Let it rest upon them. I see 102 of them here. Get ready, get ready. One. At the count of seven, you shall fire. It's going to rest here. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. At the count of seven, we shall fire. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. The prophet in those places. Six. Seven. Now. Ushers, help them. All over this house. All over this house. Enter your colleagues now. Enter your colleagues now. Enter your colleagues now. Activation. Activation. Karuate. Rababa. Rababa. 420 of them that are I see some people on the gallery. My God. Ushers, just bring them out. Just bring them out. Just bring them out. On the gallery, fire of the Holy Ghost. My God. All of you here, lift up your hands. Now. Take it down. Take it down. On the gallery over there. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Does it. Yes. Does it. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Elelema. 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 Elele mama ma yolo kamala dega. Enter your prophetic destiny. Enter your prophetic destinies. Now.
me only two names. These names don't know it's you. At the center of your head now, it's like there is a cup of fire. I'm hearing the name Michael and Lydia. I'm hearing it's at the center of your head. That is what you are feeling there. Now, if you are not the one, don't come on. I'm hearing the name Michael and Lydia at the center of your head. Mama. A cup is resting over you. Generational mantras. Where is Lydia? Where is Lydia? Have you seen her? Bring her for me. I elele mata. Lift up your two hands, everybody. Oh God, there is a fire you are releasing tonight. Everyone that is a owner, at the count of seven, let it rest upon them. When you hear seven, you shall fire and place those hands on your head. Mighty God, it's gonna burn. Generational fire, generational mantles, anointing that breaks the yokes, empowerment at the count of seven, all over this house, in the galleries, in the overflow, inside this hall. Rest. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Check it. Ah. Go. Ah! No, Malegaba. Like Barredo, Erodia, Ezuendero. Go. Woo! Yokes are breaking. 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 Power of the Holy Ghost. Yokes are breaking. 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 Ah, yokes are breaking. Yokes are breaking. Ah, Yamanama de God. Ah, yokes. Yokes are breaking. Yokes are breaking. Yokes are breaking. Yokes are breaking. Agagagagaga branda. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Pa, 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 pa. Ba 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 ba. Ush. Gaga gaga boria. Ush. Ah. Pa. Kaberia juice. Ush. My God. My God. Aya ya ya ya. Aya. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Power of the Holy Ghost. Ooh. Ooh. Ba, 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 ba. Ela la la meneno. Ela la men. Ooh. Power of the Holy Ghost. Ela la meneno di. Ura belamo. Ura belamo. Ala la madi. Ala ba la bale. Ele le mama. Ah, ah, pa, 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 whoosh, ega, 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 ah, my God, my God, yala, la, 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 ah, ah, whoo, ega, ega, ega. Keribas. My God, my God, my God, my God. Power, power, power. Break, 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 break. Ooh, ooh, break. Ooh. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Ooh. 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 Ah, pa, 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 of the Holy Ghost. Pa, 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 pa. Power of the Holy Ghost. The presence of the Lord is inside of me. The presence of the Lord is inside of me. The fire of the Lord is inside of me. The fire of the Lord is inside of me. Lizzie. Genuinely hungry. Wherever you are now, under the sound of my voice, a fire will live here and flow into you. Every hungry person here, hungry for supernatural, hungry for more, hungry for the anointing, at the count of seven, take it. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 5.
Fire. Fire. Take yours. Take yours. Take it. Take it. Power of the Holy Ghost. Pa, 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 of the Holy Ghost. Take yours. Whatever you have not been able to do before. I see Jesus seated on the throne. Champions, champions, champions. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, yes. Everything you desire, everything you desire, everything you desire, take it, take it, take it, take it. Grace is here, oh, grace is here, oh, grace is here, oh, take it, take it, take it. Ay, 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 power of the Holy Ghost. Ah, la, 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 come. You. Eh, la, 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 la. Ooh. Ay, 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 ay. Power. Everything you are hungry for. All tonight. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Ay, amana male note, baba. Elila lao semeka. Yelelelota. Tavala mano gembodi. Imino temeleta. I see you flying. I see you flying. I see you flying. There is an anointing for flight upon this house now. Upon this house now. Academical flight, marital flight, financial flight, ministerial flight. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Ah,
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 oh, yeah,
Ale. Oh yeah, le le lo la la la.
Listen. Your life will not remain the same forever. God have arranged this feast for you. You will not remain the same. No. You can't remain the same. You can't. I speak as God's prophet. Every grace that is missing in your family, that belongs to your household, may it begin to rest upon you right now. Anointing, every fire, every grace, every wisdom that belongs to your family, that is missing in your life, I speak as God's prophet, they are restored.
this fire will not die forever. Ah.
Yeah. You reign forever. Your name is ever. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is evergreen. You are the wisdom before time began.
Jesus. 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 Everyone that desire new unction, everyone that desire new anointing, that desire new realm, begin to take it now, 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 take it now. Listen, what have you been praying for? What have you been fasting for? What have you been waiting for? Tonight, take yours. Everything you have been trusting God for, every ramp you have been trusting God to enter, I speak as God's prophet. I say, enter it now. Is open. The gate 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 is open. Listen, there are people here. You will check your head. You will see literal oil. I see they pour anointing oil on your head. It's not everybody. There are some people. My God. My God. Amen. Holy Spirit. Thank you. Please sit down. Please sit down. Ah. Leave those under the anointing. If they cannot stand, just leave them there. Those that can stand, help them to stand. Those that cannot, leave them. Aye, aye.
Spirit. Ah. 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 Listen. When I was praying for this meeting, I was praying and praying, and the Lord opened my eyes. I didn't see this place. I saw the bigger auditorium. Baby, I told you, right? Yeah. But I did not see human being in YMR. I did not see one single human being. I was preaching. But what I saw was that I was preaching to machine guns. I told my wife, I said, I caught the vision of YMR. It's happening. It's happening already. Pastor Yinka, please come. Come and read what I wrote here. If you can see my writing.
On the 22nd of December 2021, while praying, I saw every participant turn to something like look like an armor tank. I saw a collision list from heaven forces joining other earthly forces to people to form a strong, formidable army.
That's what I saw.
I did not see human being in YMR. I saw machine guns and armor tank. After a while, I saw heavenly forces invading the YMR, and everybody look like the heavenly forces. You are invited for initiation as a machinery. You are stepping out of YMR as a machine. Weapons. You are not going to have weapons. You are the weapon.
Holy Ghost, for those who are hungry enough, start with them now. Change them. Change them. Change them. Change them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
Help that guy on the gallery. He should not jump down. Be changed.
Okay. Amen. Jesus is here. He's here tonight. Jesus is here. Easy. Jesus wa nibi la shale yi. Jesus wa nibi. Owa. Jesus wa nibi. Owa nibi. Jesus wa nibi. Owa. Maniga. My God. God is weaponizing you. 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 Amen. Let there be calmness in the house. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me try. Understanding your identity as a weapon, part one. Understanding your identity as a weapon, part one. Jeremiah 51, 20 and 21. Jeremiah 51, 20, 21. At my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and I will break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot
and his rider. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Thou art my battle axe and my weapons of war. Pray in the Holy Ghost tonight. My battle axe and my weapons of war. Please follow me. You are not the one trying to be a weapon. It is not a prayer point. He said, thou art my battle axe. You are not the one begging to be weaponized. The one who created you said, I will weaponize you. The one who created you says, I am going to make you a battle axe. You are not the one trying to be a weapon. You are what he created you to be. He has a mandate for you. And that mandate is for you to be a weapon. When God is calling us most times, we see ourselves differently. God saw a man who is a mighty man. He called him the mighty man of valor. The guy did not believe. His name is God Gideon. He said, I'm the smallest in my tribe. I'm the smallest in my clan. God said, you are a mighty man of valor. God calls you based on the mandate he has for you, not based on what you feel about yourself. He calls your name based on the agenda he has for you. What you feel and how you feel about yourself is irrelevant. Thou art my battle axe. Weapons of war. Can I pray for someone tonight? Before you leave where man, God will reveal you to you. Oh God, wherever you find the ladder, say, reveal them to them tonight. One understanding is critical tonight. Your calling as a weapon is not your choice. It's God's choice. Your calling as a weapon is not your prayer point. It's God's choice. Purely God's choice. Holy Ghost. Several things are happening here. You can't decide by yourself. He chose you to be a weapon. He can decide whether you are AK-47 or grenade or general purpose machine gun or bomb or pistol. It's not your choice. In fact, it's not subject to your decision.
is a discovery.
God's agenda for you as a weapon is not subject to decision. It's subject to your discovery. He has finished it. Yours is to discover it. You cannot decide the terms. You cannot decide how you will operate. The one who calls you decides. We are not weapons at our own expense. We are not weapons on our own terms. We are weapons on the terms of the Almighty God. He said, "You are my weapon." He's the one that called you a weapon. Now, hear me. Weapons don't shoot themselves. Weapons are shot by the handler. Even though if it is a bomb, it is programmed. What is God saying? You are my weapon, but you don't have any decision. You are my weapon. I decide how to use you. A God cannot decide. I will go to Sambisa. I will be on the express. When they make the God cannot tell where it's going to be used, right? If the God meets itself in Sambisa, glory to God. If he meets itself in the police station, glory to God. If he meets itself in the barrack, glory to God. The God or the weapon can never decide. It is the handler that decides. If God calls you a weapon, you can't decide. The call to being a weapon is a call to surrender. It's a call whereby you don't have a life of your own. It decides. It deploys you wherever it wants you to go. He arranges your life. He decides everything about you. A weapon don't choose where to go. It is the one who buys the weapon that deploys it. If you are a weapon, get ready to surrender. Weapons don't have ambition. The vision of their handler is their ambition. It is the God who calls you a weapon that gives you his vision, and his vision becomes your ambition. You can't move what you want to do. He decides. You can't go where you want to go. He decides. Hear me. I did not decide to start where I am. I'm just a weapon. My handler started this meeting. Did not decide. He decided. I only discovered his decision. I only discovered his decision. Anyone that will go far will be dependent on the caller. Weapons are dependent people. They don't have a mind of their own. Now, this one you are struggling about where to go, what to do, how to live. You are not qualified as a weapon. Weapon have no choice. God's choice is my choice. He said, "Thou art my weapon." Hear this. Isaiah 10:15. Hiya.
Make me, Lord, what you want me to be. Send me where
You want me to go? Use me, yeah, any way you want. I am ready. I am ready. Make me, Lord, what you want me to be. Send me where you want me to go. Use me, yeah, anywhere you want. I am ready. I am ready.
Listen, that is a song of weapons. I am ready. Control my life. I am ready. Shoot me anywhere. I am ready. Send me anywhere. I am ready. Use me the way you like. I am ready.
Make me, Lord, what you want me to be. Send me where you want me to go. Use me, yeah, anywhere you want. I am ready. I am ready.
Make me, Lord, what you want me to be.
Send me where you want me to go. Use me, yeah.
Isaiah 10:15, shall the axe boast itself against him that heweth therewith? Now, let me read in a version that is more simple. But can the axe boast greater power than the person who uses it? Is the saw greater than the person who saws? Can a rod strike unless a hand move it? Can a wooden cane walk by itself? Can an axe boast of greater power than the person who uses it? Is the saw greater than the one who saws? Can a rod strike unless a hand moves it? Can a wooden cane walk by itself? You are a weapon. You are not bigger than the one who caused you to be a weapon. It decides your marriage. Every fine boy is not your husband. That a brother is speaking in tongues in church and is fine and he has a car doesn't qualify him to. That a sister can cook, she's fine, she's slain, she speaks in tongues, doesn't make her your wife. Weapons don't choose. Their handler choose on their behalf. Weapons don't decide. They discover their handler's decision. I did not ask myself to do YMR. It's not comfortable. I would be eating and enjoying my life, but I can't. People will be sleeping on bed. I'll be sleeping on the floor because when you are a weapon, your handler decides your life. Can you lift up your two hands and say, I surrender? Tonight is a call to surrender. You are too strong. Can you hand over your life to him?
you hand over your finance to him? Can you hand over your life and say you are in charge? I am not in charge.
Make me, Lord, what you want me to be. Send me where you want me to go. Use me any way you want. I am ready. I am ready.
Listen, a call into weapon is a call to be carried. When you agree to be a weapon, you are saying, carry me. Don't you carry gun? Now, can gun move? A call to be a weapon is a call to be carried. You are saying, heaven, carry me. I cannot walk on my own. Ah. I cannot help myself. Now, you are the one that will carry me. I can't do what I'm out by my energy. He has to carry me. A call as a weapon is a call to surrender. A call to be carried. You are carried and deployed into places that you don't like. But because that is where they carry you to, you are carried. Ah. Heaven carry me, be me so okay. On where be me for, be me so okay. Heaven carry me. Oh no, be me for. Heaven can carry you. Oh no, be for. Heaven carry me. Oh no, be me for. Be me so okay. Heaven carry me. Be me so okay. Oh no, be me for. Be me so okay. Heaven carry me. Be me so okay. Oh no, be me for. Ever carry me. Oh, no, be me for. Ever carry me. Oh, no, be me for. Ever carry me. Be me for. How was Elijah able to run faster than the chariot of Ahab? He was carried. Men that are carried, they don't struggle. Men that are carried move in the strength of the carrier.
Heaven can carry you.
If you do anything in the energy of the flesh, you'll be tired. But when you are carried, you are not tired. Because you are not using your strength. Men that are weapons are carried. Carried everywhere. Carried everywhere. Heaven can carry you. Carry you to destination. Carry you to destiny. Carry you to places. Can you lift up your two hands? Say, heaven carry me. Carry me. Heaven carry you.
Save me for.
Heaven will carry you. Or oh, where be me for?
Be me so okay.
Heaven carry you. Be me so. Or oh, where be me for?
Be me so okay.
Listen. As you are sitting down, can you apply for carrying? Carry me. Carry me. Carry me. Weapons are carried. Weapons are carried. Carry me. Carry me. Carry me. Carry me. Heaven can carry you. Or where
baby
boy. Heaven can
body you on where be me for ever God in you you where be me for where be so God in me where me for can you apply carry me carry me carry me carry me carry me men that are carried don't struggle. They are carried. They are carried. Can God carry your finance? Can God carry your ministry? Can God carry your marriage? Can God carry your health? You have been the one carrying yourself. You have been the one carrying yourself. You have been the one carrying yourself. Can heaven carry you tonight? Amen. A call to be a weapon is a call to be carried. God is in the business of making men. Matthew 4, he came to Peter, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 4, 8 to 11. Follow me. Matthew 5:19. Follow me, I will make you. Follow me, I will make you. God makes men. You can't make yourself. Application to be a weapon is application to be made by God. Now hear this. Anytime God is trying to make a man, Satan comes with an alternative. Jesus was in the wilderness fasting 40 days and 40 nights. He finished fasting. Satan came. Can we rearrange this you're making? Instead of going to the cross, will you bow? If you are the Son of God, turn this stone to bread. He said, no, I won't. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Thou shalt not eat by bread alone. Okay. Look at all the glories of this world. Bow to me, I will give it to you. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord your God. Satan, I know you want to give me a shortcut. Shortcuts will cut you short. Shortcuts will cut you short. I will go to the cross and get it. Anytime God is trying to make you, Satan comes with an alternative. Anytime God is trying to make a man, Satan comes with alternatives. Can I pray for 2 people tonight, or 5,000 of you that can roar amen like thunder? Maybe 10,000 or 15,000. You will not truncate God's making process in your life. I say you will not truncate this process. You hear me? You might not like what God is making you. It might not look fashionable, but at the end, it gives glory to God. I call you to now surrender. It is grace that makes. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Apostle Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. It is grace that makes. You did not become because you wanted it. You will become because God summoned you. Now, you didn't come to Weimar because you like P. Daniel. You didn't come because you saw the flyer. You are here because God called you to make you. He called you here to make you a weapon. He arranged this meeting to weaponize you. It's a meeting of surrender. When you say, Lord,
nothing about me again. Hey.
Nothing in this world can satisfy.
Nothing satisfies me like God. Is it money? It cannot satisfy. Is it fame? It cannot satisfy. Is it influence? It cannot satisfy. Nothing can satisfy. Only God. Your presence is to me.
Your presence
is heaven. As I begin to close tonight, is a call to surrender. The call to be a weapon is a call to say, Lord, I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit, and do God's mandate by yourself, it's not from God. Any assignment God give you that you can do it by yourself is not from God. Every assignment of God will be bigger than you. Why man is bigger than me. It's bigger than me. I dare not try this by my energy. But guess what? Those who are called weapons are surrendered people. So heaven carry them. Heaven knows you can't do it, so they carry you. Let's keep going together. People will be praising you, but we are the ones doing it. I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit,
I look unto you. Help me. I have no power of my own.
Let me show you our story. Isaiah 41, 14 and 15. This is our story. Isaiah 41, 14 and 15. He says, though you are a lowly worm, O Jacob, don't be afraid, people of Israel, I will help you. I am the Lord your Redeemer. I am the Holy One of Israel. You will be a new, sharp, threshing instrument, having sharp teeth. You will tear your enemies apart, making shafts of mountains. Wait. He said, thou worm Jacob. What is a worm? Earthworm. Invertebrate. Without backbone. Is that correct? He said, I agree you are an invertebrate without backbone. I will make you a sharp threshing instrument having teeth. How can a worm have a teeth? How can a worm become a sharp threshing instrument? How can a worm start destroying mountains?
from worm to mountain. How?
The Lord said, weapons are not strong on their own. They are strong because I make them strong.
Agree you are a worm.
I will now help you.
It is help of the Lord that moves us from worm to sharp threshing instrument, destroying mountains. The help of the Lord. The help of the Lord. We are not fit. We are not qualified to be a weapon. But when the help comes upon the worm becomes a sharp threshing instrument, having teeth, destroying mountains. The help of the Lord. Oh, Jesus. What should be our response to this discovery? That we are a worm. But the help of the Lord can make us a weapon. Hello, sir. He said, God loves to use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Now, when a foolish man starts feeling big because of success, he should know that he's already a fool. Because actually, you were a worm. Help converted you to a sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Do you think I will believe that it's my anointing that brought this crowd? Is a lie. I'm a worm. I'm a worm. Do you think it's my fasting and prayer that made all the miracles happen? No! I'm a worm. But when you apply for help and apply to be carried, you begin to generate results that will shock men. I checked the life of my father in the Lord, Pastor Adeboye. Calm. He doesn't sweat. He doesn't leave one place and things are happening. That is a worm being helped. Do you see your calling, brethren? That not many wise men, not many noble men, not many mighty men after the flesh are called. Anytime you assume a posture that you are fit, you are disqualified. It is grace that makes great. It is grace that makes great. Anytime you discover that you are not competent, but yet you are used, what should be your response? Anytime you discover you are not the best, I look at my life, I'm not the best preacher in town. I'm not the most anointed. In fact, I tell the Holy Ghost every day. But I see the happiness around my life. They are bigger than my age. What should be my response? It's not boasting. Your response is worship. You are the one that made me. I am the grace of God. Worship. You are not here because you are good. You are here because he helped you. What should be your response? Worship. When Gideon encountered God and God told him, you are the mighty man of valor, in Judges chapter 6, the first response of Gideon is to raise an altar of worship. Is to raise an altar of sacrifice. When David discovered that he was carried, Psalm 8, verse 1 to 9, David raised an altar of worship. Anytime you see your result and it doesn't match your preparation, what should be your response? Am I saying don't
pay price? We pay price. Every price I pay is alignment. That God can be able to pass through me. But that does not mean God will move in a meeting. I am here. Not because I'm the best, but because I'm carried. I'm a weapon. Not because I choose to be a weapon, but because he made me a weapon. Apostle Paul, he said, giving thanks always. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks always. Anytime you look at your life and you see the husband God gave to me is too good compared to what I want, what should be your response? I thank God for my wife every time. Because when I look at my past, I don't merit a good wife like my wife. But heaven carried me. Heaven carried me. Heaven carried me. Look at your life. My life today. Some of your mates started this year with you. Are they not dead? But you are here. What should be your response? Check every weapon God raised in the Bible. Their response is worship. Worship. Worship is the response of weapons after discovery that they are weapons. The first response is not shooting. The first response is worship. That is why a gun will not shoot itself until the handler shoot it. That is worship. Staying under authority. You are here tonight. You came to Weimar because he summoned you to make you a machine. Your response should be what? You came here because God has a plan for your life. Not because you are the best man who can get the job done. What should be your response? Can I give you 2 minutes? Raise an incense of worship. Ah! Ah!
Power of mine be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Sitting down doing this worship. Listen, anytime I remember that God gave me a father like Pastor Adeboye and a mother like Mommy Gio, plant me in a church like this RCCG, I worship. Who am I? Who am I? Who is man? David says so, that you are mindful of him. Who is the son of man that you visited him? But what am I? Be unto a God. Psalm 8 verse 4. Who is man that thou art mindful of him? Who is Daniel that you are mindful of me? Who am I? Help your neighbors who are sitting down to stand up. In 2 minutes, you will dance with this song and respond in worship. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? That you count me worthy. Who am I? To use me. Who am I? Are you fit? Are you fit? Are you qualified? Are you the best? But has God shown you mercy? Has God shown you help? Has God shown you favor? Can you add the dance to it? Be unto a God. Why Apostle Paul is different from all apostles? He was always thanking God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am not qualified, but you chose me. Thank you. I am not the best, but you chose me. Thank you. 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 Amen. Before we worship God again, like 2 minutes and we close tonight, I want to give opportunity to two set of people here. You want to say, Pastor? I am not even enlisted as a weapon yet. Why? I am not born again. Or Pastor, I gave my life to Christ. I've messed up my weapon call with sin. Immorality today, fornication tomorrow, all manner of sins. Or Pastor, I was on fire before. A weapon, but I backslided. But if I can have opportunity again tonight, I believe God will restore me. Wherever you are, rush forward. Rush forward. Tonight is your night. Rush forward. Yes. Ushers, move backward. Move backward. Keep coming. Yes. Keep coming. Run, 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 run. It's your night. Power of mine, be unto my God, forever and ever. Hey, 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 amen. Power of mine, be unto a God,
forever and ever.
Ah. Keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming. Run. Some are coming from the gallery. Keep coming. Amen. All of you in front, this is the first worship, the worship of your life, that you worship God with your life. This is the first worship. Who am I, the one you love this much that you died for me? I worship you with my life. Salvation is a worship. Worship is not only in songs. Worship is your life. Worship is your attitude. Can you cry to God? Can you start by saying, Father, thank you for dying for me. Thank you. Thank you for dying for me. 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 Who am I that you died for me? Who am I? Who am I that you died for me? Who am I that you died for me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Now lift up your two hands. Say after me. Say, Lord Jesus. I can't hear you. Say, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you. I am sorry for my sins. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. And you shed your blood for me. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Help me to live a pure life. I receive the very life of God. I receive the Spirit of God. I receive grace to live above sin. I will never return to the world again. Forever and ever. I receive grace to live a pure life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to my life. I present my life as a worship. Take it. It's yours. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.